morning, everybody.
各位大家早安。
Very glad to be here with you once again.
再次非常高兴大家能够在一起。
We are on our fourth session of looking at the topic of conversion and righteousness by faith.
我们现在是来到因信称义课程的第四课。
And I pray that our time previously spent has been practical.
我希望之前的课程能够给你们带来很有效的运用。
And that you've been able to take away important lessons in how you can apply these things to your life.
然后在其中能够学习到许多重要的教训，能够应用在你的生活当中。
Today I want to explore a question.
今天我要问一道问题。
A question that many people have stumbled over seemingly.
这道问题呢是很多人却在这个问题上跌倒了。
A question I believe that the Bible effectively answers.
而我更加确信的就是圣经很清楚的已经解答了。
But yet somehow in our Christian experience.
但然而在我们的基督徒生活当中。
Because we tend to fall short of it.
但因为我们经常呢就不断的跌倒。
We question whether this question can be truly answered or not.
我们就在疑问是否这是有解答的。
Before we get into the Bible.
在我们还没有继续的研究。
And look at this question.
去探讨这道问题。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们一起低下头做个祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Thank you once again for this time.
再次感谢你所给我们的时间。
That we can open the Bible to study.
使我们能够打开圣经来研究。
And Lord, I'm thankful that you have given us very clear answers in your word.
主啊，我们也感谢你在圣经中这么清楚的解答。
That none may be mistaken.
使到我们每一个人不至于误会。
As to how you would want us to live our lives.
就是你要我们怎么样子去过一个怎么样的生活。
So Lord, please bless our time together.
主啊，这时候愿你赐福我们在这时候的时间。
Please grant us thy Holy Spirit.
赐下你的圣灵。
For you've promised that you would give unto us if we ask.
因为你已经在圣经里面已经应许，如果我们问你的话，你会赐给我们。
So by faith, we claim that promise today.
今天我们凭着信心就要求你的应许临到我们。
Because we pray in Jesus' name.
因为我们祷告是奉耶稣圣名的祈求。
Amen. Amen. The question that I want to ask you.
这道问题我要问的。
Is that, is it possible for us to live a perfect life?
是否我们能够完完全全的过这一个无瑕疵完美的生活呢?
Is it possible to be perfect?
是否我们人可以完全?
Is it possible to live a life without sin?
是否能够过这一个没有犯罪的生活呢?
The Bible is very clear about that.
圣经是这么的清楚。
And if I can show it to you,
如果我要让你知道的话,
the next question I want to spend time exploring is this.
下一道问题我要花时间去讨论的就是,
why is it essential that we have victory over sin in our lives today?
为什么今天我们要得胜罪恶是这么的重要呢?
What's so important about that?
为什么这么重要呢?
And so I want to first look at this question. Is it okay or possible to be perfect?
所以第一道问题就是, 是否我们可以过着无瑕疵完美 的一个基督徒生活。
Matthew chapter 5,
我们知道马太福音第五章
and verse 48,
第四十八节。
Matthew 5:48,
马太福音第五章第四十八节。
The Bible says, "Be ye therefore perfect."
圣经说，所以你们要完全。
Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
像你们的天父完全一样。
So how perfect does Jesus ask us to be?
所以耶稣要我们要达到如何的完全呢?
As perfect as our pastor?
就是要像我们的牧师这么完全吗?
As perfect as our parents?
要像我们的父母亲这么完全吗?
No.
不是。
He sets the standard even higher.
他所设立的标准是更加高，更加崇高了。
He asks us to be perfect even as our Father in heaven is perfect.
他要我们完全像天上的父完全一样。
And I know Christ,
而我知道基督啊,
that he would not demand anything of us.
他对于我们没有给予任何的命令。
That it would be impossible to accomplish.
就是说呢,他没有跟我们说呢,是我们不能够去得到,不能够去来到那个地步的。
Of course, perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect.
当然圣经说呢要完全像天父完全一样。
That's impossible for us to accomplish without Christ.
对于我们自己如果没有基督的帮助的话根本不能够达到。
But we can do all things through Christ which strengthen us.
但圣经说呢我靠着那加给我力量的就是基督呢我凡事都能做。
From the very beginning,
在以前的时候
God has had his perfect people.
上帝他有他完美完全的
The first book that was ever written.
第一本书是完全是第一本书，圣经第一本书的。
The first verse opens up with a man that is perfect.
就是圣经里面第一本书先写出来的，圣经说呢，他是完全人。
That book is not the book of Genesis.
那本书并不是创世纪。
It is the book of Job.
而是约伯记。
Let's go over to Job chapter 1.
我们去一下约伯记第一章。
And the very first verse that is mentioned.
在最前面的第一章第一节这样子说
Mentions about this man Job
说到这个人名叫约伯
And it mentions very important characteristic about him
而且他在这个故事里面的一些特征是很重要的
Notice this, Job chapter 1 verse 1
我们看第一章第一节在约伯记
The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job and that man was Perfect and upright.
圣经说，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏上帝，远离恶事。
One that feared God and eschewed evil.
他是敬畏上帝，远离恶事的。
So somehow the word fear God.
所以这句话敬畏上帝。
That we looked at in our very first session together.
就是我们在第一课所看到的。
That word fear God is linked to man being perfect and upright.
敬畏上帝是和人完全正直呢是有息息相关的。
But Moses, who wrote the book of Job?
但是摩西他写这本书约伯记。
His opening verse says, Job, perfect and upright man.
他的第一章第一节所写就是约伯他是完全正直敬畏上帝的。
But if you didn't believe what Job wrote about him,
但是如果你不相信呢约伯这里所说的
then you must believe Moses, what he wrote about God,
那么你就不会再相信了上帝他写关于到上帝的
And what God said about Job
或者是上帝写到关于约伯你就不会相信
Verse 8 of Job chapter 1
来到第八节
The Bible says And the Lord said unto Satan Hast thou considered my servant Job That there is none like him in the earth A perfect and an upright manOne that feareth God and escheweth evil.
第八节说，耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心观察我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏上帝，远离恶事。”
Even Job asked, God asked Satan.
就连上帝问撒旦
，Have you considered my servant Job?
你有注意到我的仆人约伯吗
？He's perfect and upright.
他是完全正直的。
God declared.Job perfect.
上帝称约伯是完全的。
Is it possible to be perfect?
是否我们可以完全呢?
Yes, it is.
是的。
But before we go and say, I'm perfect,
在我们还没有出去和人说哦我已经完全了。
Before we go around telling people, I'm ready to go to heaven,
在还没有出去跟别人说呢我已经准备好去天国了。
I want you to notice something about being perfect.
我要大家知道一样东西关于到完全
Job chapter 9
在约伯记第九章
Before we can go telling people that we are perfect
在我们还没有出去告诉人说我们已经完全的时候
We need to keep this verse in mind
我们必须要把这个章节记在心里
Job chapter 9
约伯记第九章
And we're looking at verse 20
而我们看第二十节
The Bible says If I justify myself
所以说我虽有义
Mine own mouth shall condemn me.
自己的口要定我为有罪。
If I say I am perfect,
在英文说，如果我说我是完全，
it shall also prove me perverse.
我口必显为我弯曲。
The minute a person says I'm perfect,
当一个人他说他自己是完全的时候，
it proves, the Bible says it proves that they aren't.
圣经说呢，这就证明他的不是。
So we can never on this side of heaven.
所以我们在这个地方就是没有在天国这在这地方。
Say we are perfect.
我们不可以说呢，我们现在是完全。
Because the minute we do,
因为我们一说出来的时候
，shows we are very far from it.
就是在证明了我们是远远
verse 21
离开这个完全的地步。看一下二十一节
，Though I were perfect,
二十一节说呢。 我本完全。
Yet would I not know my soul, I would despise my life.
但不顾自己，我厌恶我的性命。
Job is saying, even though I was perfect.
雅各说，虽然我已经完全。
We would not know it.
但我们却不知道。
So are you perfect?
是否你已经完全了？
I hope you don't answer that question.
我希望你不会回答这个问题啊。
To say yes.
你说是的。
Straightway condemns yourself.
你自己的话就责备自己了。
You know, when I was younger, growing up in the church,
在我还小的时候，在基督教家庭长大。
And we'll get these questions sometimes.
有时候我们就有这种的问题。
Who here is saved?
有谁是已经得救了？
And I saw hands go up.
哇，我看到人家就举手起来了。
And I could never understand how could they put that up.
但是他们真的是不明白，为什么他会这样子举手起来呢？
Because the minute you say you're saved,
因为当你一说我已经得救了。
You're telling people I'm perfect.
你就告诉人家说我已经完全了。
I'm ready for Christ to come.
我已经准备耶稣的再来了。
It's as if there was nothing that God could do to make me any more perfect.
就是好像是上帝不能够在我们生活当中再做更多的工作了。
So we have to be careful when we look at some of these questions.
所以有一些问题，当我们去看的时候，我们必须要很小心。
Does it mean that we never have assurance of our salvation?
我们不是说呢，我们没有得救的这种凭据。
No.
不是这样子说的。
If you confess your sin,
圣经说，如果你承认你的罪，
He is faithful and just to forgive you your sin.
他是信实公义的，他必赦免你的罪，
and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
洗净我们一切的不义。
At that point, I have an assurance of salvation.
在那个时候呢，我就有这个得救的这个凭证和信心。
Can I guarantee I'm saved?
我可以不可以确定我已经现在得救了呢？
No,
不可以。
But you can be perfect today.
但是你今天就能够完全。
So why is it so important for us to be perfect?
为什么我们要完全是这么的重要呢？
Somehow when we talk about this word perfect,
当我们谈到这句话完全的时候，
we shudder at the thought.
我们在心中就开始颤抖。
When a person takes an exam,
当一个人在考试的时候，
and they get 100%,
他就得了100分。
That's perfect.
哇，这是完美的。
And we celebrate.
我们就去庆祝。
If a person goes up and he plays basketball,
一个人在打篮球的时候，
and he shoots the ball in 100% of the time,
他就百发百中的。
He had a perfect game.
他有完美、完全、完美的这个运动。
When you play the piano,
当你在弹钢琴，
and you don't hit any wrong notes,
而你绝对不会弹错的。
You had a perfect piece.
你有完完全全的弹出来完美的。
And everyone applauds.
每一个人就拍掌。
But yet somehow when it comes to Christian perfection,
但是来到基督徒的经验的时候，
you go, oh God, that's not good.
我说哦，这是不好的，上帝。
You're demanding too much of us.
你太过，你要我们做太多了。
How can you be so unfair?
为什么你这么不公平？
You see, my friends,
朋友们，
it's important to understand why God wants us to be perfect.
要明白为什么上帝要我们完全是很重要的。
Because in understanding this question,
因为这个问题，
we will know then that his demands are not so strict.
我们会晓得呢，这个问题呢，并不是很强调或者是很自律的。
So why is victory over sin so essential to our Christian life today?
为什么呢？一个人得胜罪恶，对我们基督徒这么重要呢？
For I believe if we come short of this experience,
因为我知道如果我们缺乏这一个要点的话，
nothing else we do will matter.
我们一切所做的一切呢都不在乎了。
Because we will come short of eternal life.
因为我们将会失去我们的永生。
So why?
所以为什么？
Please come with me in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 3.
让我们去到启示录书第三章。
We are going to look at the Laodicean church today.
我们现在要去研究关于老底家教会的状况。
And the title of my message is entitled The Laodicean Dilemma.
我今天的主题呢，就是老底家的困境。
It's the problem that we are facing in our churches today.
这是我们现今教会所面临的问题。
For Laodicea gives us a true picture of what many of us go through.
因为老底家是在告诉我们我们现在教会或者我们自己的情况。
Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14.
启示录书第三章第十四节。
The Bible says, And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者对说你为那位阿们的为诚实为诚信真实见证的在上帝创造万物之上为元首的说
I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热。
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
What does cold represent?
冷到底是代表什么呢？
Let us go up to Matthew 24. Keep your finger in Revelation 3.
把你的指头放在启示录书，让我们去到马太福音24章。
But let's go up to Matthew 24 real quick.
让我们快快的去到马太福音24章。
If God would rather us be cold,
如果上帝要我们巴不得呢去变成冷的话，
rather than lukewarm,
因为这是比不冷不热好的。
What does the cold represent?
那么到底冷是代表什么？
Revelation, Matthew 24,
马太福音24章
and verse 12,
第12节。
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
圣经说在马太福音24章第12节，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡。
What goes cold there?
什么是冷呢？
Our love.
就是我们的爱。
So when Jesus in Revelation 3,
所以当耶稣在启示录书三章所说的，
says, I would rather you be cold or hot.
说呢，我宁愿你是冷或者是热的。
I'd rather you hate me or you totally love me.
我宁愿让你呢，就是完全爱我或者完全恨我。
But I don't like those lukewarm.
那我不喜欢，最不喜欢就是那些不冷不热的。
They say they love me.
他们说他们爱我。
But their works deny that they truly do.
但他们的行为却背反了他所说的。
Outwardly, people think you love me.
在外表上你说你爱我。
But you don't.
但其实你没有。
You're lukewarm.
你是温的。
And what is their problem?
所以他们的问题是什么？
Verse 17.
我们看一下第17节。
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing.
在启示录书三章十七节，这边说，你既说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
却不知道你是那困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、刺身的。
These people don't know that they have wretchedness.
这些人他们不知道他们是困苦的。
That they're miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
他们可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And this is a problem of Laodiceans.
这也就是老底家问题。
But what does it mean to be wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked?
那么到底困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身到底是什么意思？
The Laodicean church has a ladder of progression.
这个老底家教会呢，它是有这一个这个进展的阶梯的。
That this order of description about them,
这些圣经所描述的，
is given in a very specific order.
它是给予一个非常次序性的一个安排。
And I want to show you this ladder today.
我今天和大家分享关于这个阶梯，这个楼梯。
First, they don't know they're wretched.
刚开始的时候，他们不知道他们是困苦的。
What does it mean to be wretched in the Bible?
在圣经里面，困苦是代表什么？
There's only one other place that's mentioned.
在圣经只有一个地方谈到。
Only one.
就一次。
And it's found in Romans chapter 7.
而是在罗马书第七章。
This is the only other place the word wretched is mentioned.
这是唯一的一句话关于到困苦呢，在圣经里面。
Romans 7 and verse 24.
在罗马书七章第二十四节。
The Bible says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
在圣经说，我真是苦啊，在英文是我真是困苦啊，然后谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
At the end of this chapter of Romans 7,
在这个罗马书七章的尾端呢，
Paul as he was writing,
保罗他在写这封信，
he was describing a wretched man,
他在形容到一个困苦的人。
And at the end of the chapter, he comes to this conclusion.
就来到这个这一章的尾端的时候，他就来这个总结。
Oh, wretched man that I am.
哦，我真是困苦啊。
Who shall deliver me? Who shall help me?
谁能救我？谁能帮助我呢？
What caused Paul to write about this man and calling him wretched?
为什么保罗会写出这个人他是这么困苦呢？
What is the characteristic of a wretched man?
一个困苦的人的特征是什么呢？
Let's look at verse 15.
我们看一下第十五节。
Here is one characteristic that is pointed at.
这就是其中一个特点被指出来的。
Verse 15.
十五节。
For that which I do, I allow not.
因为我所做的我自己不明白。
For what I would, that do I not.
我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做。
But what I hate, that I do.
我所恨的我却去行出来。
What is Paul saying here?
保罗在说什么呢？
For that which I do,
那些我所要做的，
whatever he does,
他所做的，
he doesn't allow.
他却自己行不出来。
Have you heard of these sort of people?
你有看过这样子的人吗？
Do what I say.
他是做我所说的。
Don't do what I do.
就是不要做我所做的。
They come to institution.
他们来到学校。
We don't allow this.
我们不容许有这样子的事情。
But then I myself go off and do it.
但是我却背叛了我自己所知道的。
What do you call that?
我们说是什么？
Hypocrite.
我们说是假冒伪善的。
So somehow a wretched man is like a hypocrite.
所以困苦的人就好像一个假冒伪善的人。
He says one thing.
他说一样东西。
And he does another.
但是却做另一样东西。
But on top of that.
所以更加深入的。
That which I hate. Is what I do.
我所恨恶的，我倒去行。
Are there things that we know is not good?
有什么东西我们知道是不好的？
That maybe even when we see it in other people, we hate.
甚至我们看到别人这样子做的时候，我们也很生气的。
But Paul says,
但保罗说啊，
What I see, I hate in other people.
我所看到别人这样子做的，
I do it myself.
就是不好的东西啊，但是我却去做了。
And what I know, I should do.
而我知道我应该这样子做的，
I don't do it.
我却不去做。
He further describes in verse 19.
接下去呢，十九节继续的阐述。
For the good that I would, I do not.
十九节，故此我所愿意的善，我反不做。
But the evil which I would not, that I do.
我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
Paul knows what is right.
保罗他知道什么是对。
And in his heart, he has a desire to do what is right.
在他的心中，他知道他有这个欲望，还有这个向往要去做对的东西。
But he doesn't do it.
但是他却做不到。
And he knows what is wrong.
他知道什么是错的。
And he doesn't want to do it.
而且他不想去做。
But he doesn't.
但是他却行出来了。
This is the description of a wretched man.
这就是困苦人的一个情况。
What is that?
是什么呢？
A person that doesn't have victory over sin.
一个人不能，他自己呢，却不能得胜罪恶。
Many of us in the Bible, we know in the Bible what is right.
很多时候我们在圣经里面所看到，我们都是对的。
And what is wrong?
什么是错的？
But somehow,
但是就是这样，怎么样子，就这样子的。
We can't have victory.
我们没有这个胜利。
This is our condition today.
这是不是我们现在的情况？
This is the condition of many people in the church.
这就是今天教会里面说，有很多人有这样子的情况。
That's what it means to be a wretched man.
这就是一个困苦的人。
But what comes next?
那是之后又什么呢？
Miserable.
圣经说呢，就是可怜。
So wretched is don't have victory over sin.
所以可怜就是，困苦呢，就是不能够得胜罪恶。
And it leads us to be miserable.
之后这个梯子呢，就把我们带到呢。
What does it mean to be a miserable person?
什么意思是可怜的人？
Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
让我们去到哥林多前书。
And we're looking at verse 15.
在第十五章。
1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
And we're starting with verse 17.
我们从十七节开始。
The Bible says, And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, ye are yet in your sin.
第十七节说呢，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。
Verse 19.
十九节。
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
十九节说呢，我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
If only we have hope in this life.
如果我们只有在这世上有指望，
we become most miserable.
我们是最可怜的人。
You know why?
为什么吗？你懂为什么吗？
Because it says, if Christ is not raised again, we are yet in our sin.
因为圣经说，如果基督没有从死里复活的话，我们就仍死在罪中。
And because we are still in our sins,
也就是因为我们还在罪里，
we have no hope in the future immortal life.
我们就没有这个以后复活得到不朽坏身体的盼望。
And as a result, we become most hopeless.
就是因为这样子呢，我们就变成一个很可怜的人，最可怜的人。
But on the other hand,
在另一方面呢，
for a wretched man,
那个困苦的人
，who has no victory over sin，
他没有能力得胜罪恶。
But yet Christ still is raised，
但是呢，基督还是复活起来了。
We still have no hope，
我们还是没有这个希望。
Because we're still in our sin，
因为我们还在罪里。
We have no hope in the future mortal life，
我们对未来呢没有不朽坏身体的指望。
So when a wretched man，
所以一个困苦的人
，when he has no victory over his sin，
当他没有这个能力得胜罪恶
，it leads him to become hopeless。
就使到他变成失去了他的希望。
Because somehow Christ died for his or her sin.
因为呢，基督为他的罪和我的罪而死。
But he has no hope in that.
但他却没有希望。
Because they're still in sin.
因为他还在罪里。
They're miserable.
他是最可怜的。
What comes next?
之后下个梯子是什么呢
？Poor.
圣经说是困贫穷。
Wretched, miserable, then poor.
困苦、可怜、贫穷。
What is a poor person?
一个贫穷的人是怎么样子的呢
？Let's go to James chapter 2.
我们去雅各书第二章。
And we're looking at verse 5.
我们会读第五节。
James 2 verse 5.
在雅各书第二章第五节。
We're looking at a poor man now.
这边我们看一下这个贫穷的人。
What does it mean to be a poor person?
什么意思是贫穷呢？
Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him?
第二章第五节雅各书圣经说呢，我亲爱的弟兄们，请听，上帝岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？
Now don't get confused here.
那在这里请大家不要混淆。
We're not looking at a literally poor person.
我们这里不是说到实际性贫穷没有钱的人。
But a poor person is rich.
但圣经说呢，那个贫穷的人却是富足的。
Rich in what?
他们是在什么方面富足啊？
Faith.
在信心方面富足。
So if you're poor,
所以如果你是贫穷，
it means you have no what?
它证明就是什么？
You have no faith.
一个贫穷就是说呢，他没有信心。
So let's look at this letter.
所以当我们看到这个借梯的时候，
A person that has no victory over sin.
一个人他没有得胜罪恶的经验。
Because they know what is right and they don't do it.
因为他们知道什么是对，但是却做不出来。
And they keep losing the battle with sin.
他们就一直这样子的，一直和罪呢就打败仗。
They begin to lose hope.
他开始失去了他的希望。
Why? Because their lack of victory.
为什么呢？因为他们在他们生活中没有胜利。
They know that no sinner can enter into heaven.
他们知道呢，没有罪人能够去到天国。
But because of that,
但是因为这样子呢
，because they lose hope.
因为他们失去他们的希望
，they lose faith.
他们就失去了他们的信心。
Their faith in God becomes weaker.
他们对上帝的信心开始软弱下来。
Because somehow they know what is right.
因为他们知道，就是这样子知道他们知道什么是对的。
But they can't do it.
但是他们做不出来。
So what happens?
所以之后怎么办呢？
What have people tried to do?
当那个人将来会怎么样子呢？
We're going to look at the remedy later.
之后我们会谈到，当然谈到他的解答，他的帮助方法。
But people have tried to come up with their own solution.
但是很多人却用他自己的方法去解决问题。
They begin to reason.
他们开始就在辩论了。
Oh, God will not keep a sinner out of heaven, will he?
上帝他不会因为我们罪恶不把我们带到天国的吧？是不是
？God loves the sinners。
上帝他爱罪人嘛。
And they stop at that。
他们就在这里停。
You better believe God loves the sinners。
你最好相信呢，上帝爱罪人。
But he hates the sin。
但是你要知道他恨恶罪恶，是不是
？He hated it so much。
他很恨恶罪恶。
That he had to send his only son。
甚至他差他的独生子。
To die for that sin。
为我们的罪而死。
So there will not be any sin in heaven。
所以在天国是没有罪人的。
But because people have lost hope and faith,
但是因为人们他们却失去他们的希望和他们的信心的时候，
There is nothing worse than living a hopeless life.
没有什么比活着一个没有希望的一个生活呢更加糟糕了。
Can you imagine lying in bed?
I'm sorry?
Imagine lying in bed.
假如说你在想象你在躺在床上。
And somehow you've known you've done all that you can.
而你知道你已经是尽你全力了。
And somehow, maybe you're in a marriage relationship.
或许在你的婚姻的生活当中。
And your wife wants to leave.
你的太太要尝试生活。
And you've done all that you can.
而你已经尽完你的全力。
She still walks out the door.
她还是不能够接受你。
You have no hope left.
你再也没有任何希望。
You begin to lose faith.
你就开始失去你的信心。
This happens in our normal daily life.
这是在我们平常生活会发生的事情。
But it also happens in the spiritual world too.
但同时，这样子事情也会发生在我们属灵状况里面。
When we know what is right,
那我们知道什么是对的。
And we don't do it.
那我们没有做。
This is why victory over sin is so important.
这就也就是为什么得胜罪是这么重要。
But we still have two more characteristics.
我们还有两个特征没有谈到。
What's the fourth one?
第四个特征是什么？
After being wretched, miserable, poor,
就是有困苦、可怜、有贫穷。
You become blind.
还有瞎眼。
What does the Bible talk about being blind?
圣经说到瞎眼是什么意思呢？
There are many texts out there.
在圣经很多章节说到。
I just want to show you one.
但我要给大家看这个章节。
It's found in 2 Peter.
是在彼得后书。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
What does it mean to be blind?
什么意思是瞎眼呢？
We see in the beginning in verse 5.
我们在第五节你会看到呢
，all the way to verse 8，
直到第八节啊
，is what many people call Peter's ladder。
我们都是在说这是彼得的阶梯
，character of Christ，
这是基督的品格
，also given in an order，
也是有呢这些阶梯有这个次序化。
Let's read it。
那我们看看一下
，it says beside this giving all diligence add to your faith virtue。
所以说正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。有了信心
，and to virtue knowledge，
又要加上德行；有了德行，要加上知识
；and to knowledge temperance，
有了知识，要加上节制
；and to temperance patience，
有了节制，要加上忍耐
；and to patience godliness，
有忍耐，要加上敬虔
；and to godliness brotherly kindness，
有了敬虔，就要加上爱弟兄的心
；and to brotherly kindness charity，
有了爱弟兄的心，就要加上爱众人的心。
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren。Nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第八节说呢，你们若充充足足有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主基督耶稣基督上，不至于闲懒，不结果子了。
And then it says in verse 9.
第九节这样子说。
But.
但是在英文就说但是。
That word but.
那句话若。
It's about to contrast the person that has faith.Virtue, knowledge, temperance, goodness.
是一个反义词，反义词，就是说他在反哦，就之前我们所谈到那个有信心、德行，有这些知识、节制，这全部东西啊。
But he that lacketh these things is blind.
圣经说了，人若没有这几样，就是瞎眼的。
A person that doesn't have all the virtues that were just mentioned before.
在之前说那些人没有这些信心、德行所说过的这些东西呢
？He's blind.
他们是眼睛瞎了。
Why?
为什么呢?
And cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin.
第九节的中间说呢，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
The person that is blind,
一个人他眼睛瞎的时候
he forgot.
他忘记。
What did he forget?
他忘记什么呢?
That God had cleansed him from his past.
就是上帝已经赦免了他过去的罪。
My question is this.
我的问题是这个。
What causes a person to forget that God has forgiven his past sin?
是什么使到一个人忘记他以前的罪已经被赦免了呢?
Do you know what it is?
都是什么吗?
It's because he knows what is right.
而就是呢，他知道什么是对的。
And he doesn't do it.
而他却没去做。
And he knows what is wrong.
他知道什么是错的。
And he keeps doing it.
他继续去做。
And somehow, when we begin this road,
所以就因为这样子呢，我们开始走这条道路的时候
，when we first commit that sin,
当我们一开始犯那个罪
，we know it's wrong,
我们都是错的
，and we get on our knees,
我们就跪下来
，and we say, Lord, forgive me,
主啊，求你原谅我
，and we get up,
我们站起来
，we feel at peace,
我们感觉到有平安
，we walk out that door,
我们就走出这个门口
，we have faith and hope that God has forgiven us,
我们有信心，有希望，上帝已经赦免我们罪
，the next day.
但是下一天
we do the same sin.
我们在做同样的问题
and we go, God,
我们就说
so sorry.
上帝我对不起你
and we get on our knees again.
再次跪下来
we pray,
祷告
Lord, forgive me.
哦，主啊，你赦免我
somehow we get up,
我们就站起来
still feel hopeful and faithful.
还是有信心有希望
but every day,
每一天
the person goes over and over and over the same routine.
这个人就不断重复的在重复同样的问题。
He asked for forgiveness so many times.
他是这么多次的去祈求宽恕。
But yet he keeps doing it.
但是他还是继续这样子去做。
He soon loses hope.
很快他慢慢的失去了希望。
Hope that he'll ever have victory.
这个希望就是要他能够得胜罪恶。
And his faith begins to waver.
而他的信心开始摇摆。
And he forgets.
他就开始忘记。
He forgets that he was forgiven of his past sin.
他忘记他过去的罪已经被赦。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he keeps doing it over again.
因为他一直在重复同样的问题。
This is the life of a person that doesn't have victory.
这就是一个没有得胜罪恶的生活的一个人。
That although God did forgive,
当然上帝他之前已经是赦免了。
Because we keep opening that wound over and over again.
但是因为我们一直把我们的伤口一直把它扒开。
We forget.
我们就忘记。
We forget God's forgiveness.
我们忘记上帝的宽容和他的赦免。
And then what happens?
之后又发生什么事情呢？
Lastly,
最后一个，
we become naked.
他就变成赤身了。
Where do we see the first encounter of nakedness in the Bible?
在圣经里面哪一个故事是第一次提到赤身的呢？
In Genesis.
是在创世纪。
Let's go over to Genesis chapter 2.
让我们去创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
And we're looking at verse 25.
我们要阅读第二十五节。
The Bible simply states this about Adam and Eve.
圣经是这么简单的说到亚当和夏娃。
It says that they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed.
二十五节说呢，当时夫妻二人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
When Adam and Eve were in the garden,
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候
，perfect，
他们是完美的。
They were naked, the Bible says.
圣经说他们是赤身露体的。
But they were not ashamed.
但是并不羞耻。
Later on, after they sinned,
之后当他们犯罪过后
，in chapter 3，
在第三章
，and verse 7。
第七节
，After they both committed sin，
当他们两人都犯罪了之后
，It says the eyes of both of them were opened， and they knew that they were naked， and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons。
第七节说呢，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
Why did they sew themselves fig leaves together？
为什么他们编做裙子呢
？Because all of a sudden they saw each other。
因为忽然间他们看见到对方。
And Adam went, oh。
亚当就开始盖起来。
And Eve went, oh。
夏娃也是盖起来。
And they became embarrassed。
他们就开始很害羞。
They became ashamed。
他们开始呢就蒙羞，他们开始就羞耻了。
And sin causes shame.
罪呢就会带来呢有羞辱羞耻。
But now let's connect this to the Laodicean letter.
那么把这个故事联移到这个老底嘉教会。
When we don't have victory over sin.
当一个人，当我们没有得到这个得胜，罪恶上得胜的时候。
We know what is wrong, but we keep doing.
当我们知道什么是对，但却不去做的时候。
And keep opening that wound of sin every time.
我们每一次就把这个罪的这个伤痕一直在拔开的时
候。We begin to lose hope.
我们开始失去我们的希望。
And with that, we begin to lose faith.
然后就失去了我们的信心。
That God will give us the victory.
就是上帝会给我们去得胜的信心。
And as a result, we forgot that God purged us of our past.
也因为就是这样子呢，我们忘记了上帝他怎么样子在我们过去赦免我们的过犯。
And we become ashamed.
而我们就开始呢就羞耻。
Ashamed of God.
对上帝的面前感觉到羞愧。
Because not many people can live in their own mind to be a hypocrite.
因为很多人却他们不能够忍受过这一个假冒伪善的生活。
And they feel like they've let God down.
他们感觉到他们使到上帝失望。
That God Christ died for nothing.
就是基督为他使这个问题呢，对他来说呢，变成毫无意义。
That person becomes shameful of their own life.
那个人却为自己的生活感到羞愧。
That's what happened to me many years ago.
很多年前，就是这些事情发生在我身上。
I grew up in the church.
我是在教会成长的。
I grew up knowing all the truths.
我知道很多的真理。
But one thing.
但一样事情。
I hated to read.
我很讨厌阅读。
At the age of 17,
来到十七节的时候
，I did what was the right thing.
我去做所谓的对的事情。
I got baptized.
我就受洗。
You know, even age 17 sometimes in our church is too late, too old.
有时候呢，十七岁受洗呢，在我教会里面是已经是太迟了。
The average age is around 13 or 15 years old.
在通常的 的这个受洗的时期呢，就是他们13岁、14岁。
The reason why I got baptized.
但我受洗的原因啊。
Because my best friend was getting baptized.
因为我的最好的朋友也受洗。
And I just finished high school.
而我才刚刚啊，在中学刚刚出来。
So it was the right thing to do.
所以这是对的东西要去做了。
Then I went to university.
我就去到大学。
During my university days.
在大学的生涯。
I ate those foods that the Bible told us we shouldn't eat.
有些食物是上帝说不应该吃的食物。
I'll get one of those bread rolls, the croissant.
我就拿了一个面包。
And in between it.
在中间啊。
At hand.
就夹住呢有这个牛肉。
I was too lazy to pull it out.
我很懒惰把它拿出来。
So I just ate it.
所以我就这样子直接吃下去。
It tasted like chicken to me.
它对我来讲是好像是鸡肉的一种味道。
And so I didn't really care.
我却不去管。
And then I'll go to dinners with companies.
我就和我的公司人去到一个、去吃晚餐。
And they serve red wine and white wine.
那边就有白酒有红酒。
I was like, oh, looks okay.
我看起来是还好吧。
Tried it.
就尝试一下。
Didn't really like it.
不是很喜欢。
But I poured in my cup and took a few sips anyway.
但是却倒在我的杯中又再喝几杯。
But when I graduated from university.
但是从大学毕业出来之后。
Got into my workforce.
就去到我工作的地方。
And I was sent to Florida to be trained.
所以我就被派到去佛罗里达啊 ，Florida 那地方呢去被训练。
It was there that I totally gave up my faith.
就在那时候呢，我就完完全全的放弃我信仰。
The worst thing was during that time.
更加糟糕就是在那时候。
I was youth leader.
我是一个教会里面的青年团团长。
And during that time.
在那个时候。
For 6 weeks.
六个月里面。
Started to go to the nightclubs.
就有去夜总会。
Started to drink beer.
开始就喝酒。
On Sabbath, I went and watched Tiger Woods play golf.
在星期六的时候呢，我就去到啊、那个 Tiger Woods 那个很出名打高尔夫球那个人去看他这样子打高尔夫球。
And I went and played golf on Sabbath as well.
而我在安息日的下午要去，也是想去打高尔夫球。
I did all those things that I knew I shouldn't have.
我所做的这些东西，我知道是不应该做的。
You know when I came back?
但是到最后的时候，你懂怎么办？
I was so ashamed of myself.
我对自己所做的感觉到羞愧。
All these years.
在这么多年里面
I knew what was right.
我知道这是不对的。
And it was for the first time in my life.
而第一次在我生活当中
At the age of 21.
在21岁的时候
I questioned God.
我开始怀疑上帝。
God, if you're real.
上帝，如果你是真实的
I'm going to search you for 1 year.
我将会在一年里面去研究这本书。
If you're real.
如果你是真实存在的话
I will follow you.
我会跟随你。
If not.
如果不是的话
I don't want to.
我不会再跟随你。
I don't want to waste my time.
我不要浪费我的时间。
Why do I want to feel ashamed of something that I don't believe in?
为什么我要为我所不相信的东西感觉到羞愧呢？
Shame.
羞愧。
It was shame that brought me to study the Bible.
是因为羞耻呢，使到我呢再一次去研究圣经。
It's when I hit the lowest point on this Laodicean ladder.
就是在我跌下这个老底下最低的深坑的时候。
That I finally gave God a chance for the first time in my life.
我就开始给上帝和给我一个机会去寻找他。
This is why victory over sin is so important.
这就是为什么得胜罪恶这个道理这么重要。
Anything short of it?
如果任何东西缺乏这一点的话。
You will not be able to live with yourself on this earth.
你绝对在这世界上所活出来的意义是没有的。
And it will come out.
而你将会从那里出来。
In a hopeless life.
就是没有希望的一个生活。
In a shameful life.
一个很羞耻的生活。
But God gives us a solution.
但上帝给我们一个这个答案。
In Revelation 3.
回到启示录书第三章。
His solution is quite simple.
他的答案解药是很简单的。
Let's read it.
那我们去读一下。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
I counsel thee.
我劝你。
Jesus didn't say, I tell you.
圣经没有说呢，我要跟你讲。
I command you.
我命令你。
Jesus just counsels us.
但是耶稣说他却是劝我们。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's our choice.
因为这是我们的选择。
If we want to do this or not.
如果我们要做不做是由得我们自己。
He just counsels us.
他只是劝我们。
To buy of me gold tried in the fire.
向我买火炼的金子。
That thou mayst be rich.
叫你富足。
And white raiment that thou mayst be clothed.
又买白衣穿上叫你赤身露体。
And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
And anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayst see.
又买眼药擦你的眼睛使你得看见。
He only gives us three remedies.
它只是给我们三种的这个解药。
Gold that you may be rich.
就是金子使到你富足。
White raiment that you may be clothed.
白衣使到你能够穿上。
And eye salve that you may see.
还有眼药使到你能看见。
The condition of the Laodicean person.
这一个老底家教会的人的情况呢
？Is wretched.
就是困苦。
Miserable.
贫穷。
Poor.
对不起，困苦可怜，贫穷。
Blind.
他们是瞎眼。
Naked.
还有就是赤身。
Do you know Jesus does not deal with the first two?
你不发现到呢？耶稣却没有讨论到这两前面两个东西。
He doesn't deal with our wretchedness and our miserableness.
他没有直接的去纠正呢我们的困苦还有我们的可怜。
Just poor, blind, naked.
只是呢贫穷、瞎眼和赤身。
If we can deal with these three,
如果我们能够解决这三样后面三样的话
，we won't be wretched or miserable anymore.
我们就不会再困苦和可怜。
That's how simple his solution.
就是这么简单的。
So what does it mean to have gold tried in the fire?
所以要有火炼的镜子是什么意思呢
？How can we be rich?
要如何去能够得到富足呢
？Of course, we looked in James that rich is rich in faith.
当然，圣经在雅各书说呢，我们要富足在信心上富足。
But here the gold must be tried in the fire.
但圣经说呢，这个镜子必须要用火炼它。
First Peter,
在彼得前书啊
，Chapter 1 and verse 7.
第一章第七节这样子说。
First Peter 1 verse 7.
彼得前书第一章第七节这样子说。
The Bible says that the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显为宝贵。
The remedy for the Laodicean church, the first one.
老底家教会的第一个解药就是
is that gold must be tried.
就是这个金子呢必须要去用火来炼。
It's not just simply faith.
不单单只是有信心。
It's faith that is tried.
而是他的信心要经过考验。
That means the Laodicean church will go through trials.
就是说呢老底家教会必须要经过试炼。
And do you know this last day church?
而我们你知道不知道这个末后的教会
It will go through the greatest trial that man has ever faced.
将会经过一个世界上前所未有的患难。
Why?
为什么呢
？So that we can be rich.
使到我们能够富足。
So that our faith can be pure.
使我们的信心就能够纯正。
That's why we must go through the greatest trial.
所以为什么我们这个最后教会必须要经过最大的患难
？Because anything short of that trial,
因为任何问题如果却无论什么情况之下，如果没有这个东西的话
，will not wake us up from a spiritual slumber,
就不能够使到我们从属灵上沉睡当中醒起来。
So in God's mercy,
所以因为上帝的这个他的怜悯
，He sends us trials,
他就赐给我们试炼。
Are you going through trials at the moment?
是否这个时候已经经过试炼当中呢
？And maybe you're tempted to want to question God.
可能这时候你尝试一直在想你要。疑问上帝
God, why me?
哦，上帝为什么是我呢
？Why do I have to go through this?
为什么我必须要经过这些患难呢
？Because he sees something precious in you.
因为他在你的人生当中看到某些东西是宝贵的。
And he wants to make you rich.
是他要使到你富足。
The second remedy.
第二个解药。
White raiment.
就是白衣。
That thou mayest be clothed.
使到我们能够穿上。
What?Does the raiment represent?
白衣在圣经是代表什么呢
？Let's go to Revelation 19.
我们去到启示录书第十九章
verse 8.
第八节，十九章八节。
Revelation 19 verse 8.
启示录书十九章第八节。
The Bible says, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints."
圣经说就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义
So that white raiment represents the righteousness of the saints.
所以呢白衣是代表圣徒的义
So here we have gold, faith that is tried.
这里有个金子就是被火炼过的
And here we have white raiment.
这里有白衣
Which is the righteousness of the saints.
就是圣徒的义
When you put it together,
当你放在一起的时候
righteousness by
就是因信称义。
What is the remedy for the Laodicean church?
老底家教会的解决，它的解药是什么呢
？It's the topic of righteousness by faith.
就是要知道因信称义这个道理。
How we can live a righteous life by faith in Christ?
如何在基督里面过着一个有信心像耶稣的信心这样子的一个公义的生活
That is why I pray that our topics that we've covered have been practical.
所以我就这样子祈祷，在这里的研究的这些课程里面，能够给你带来一些益处。
Because if it isn't,
因为如果不是的话
，then I'm not helping you to have victory.
那么就不能够帮助到你能够得到。
Because this is the very message that our church needs to hear today.
因为这个信息是我们教会现在应该要知道、要听到的一个信息。
But yet there's one more remedy.
但是还有一样，还有一个解药。
What was it?
是什么啊？
Eye salve,
就是眼药，是不是
？Eye salve that they may see.
眼药擦了之后，他们能够看见。
What helps us to see in these last days?
这个末后的时候，是什么帮助我们能够看到呢
？Let's go to First Samuel.
我们去到这个撒母耳记上
，Chapter 9,
第九章
，and Verse 9,
第九节。
First Samuel chapter 9, verse 9.
在撒母耳记上第九章第九节
，What will help us to see that we won't be blind anymore？
就能够帮助我们能够看到，使我们不再瞎眼了。
The Bible says, "Before in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake: Come, let us go to the prophet. Let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer."
撒母耳记上第九章第九节这样子说：从前以色列中。若有人去问上帝，就说：“我们问先见去吧。”现在称为先知的，从前称为先见。
So spiritually speaking, what enables us to see?
在属灵方面，是什么使让我们能够看见呢
？A seer,
就是先见能够帮助。
Or what we call a prophet,
也就是我们现在所说的先知。
So here we have the third remedy.
在这里，我们有第三个解药。
We need a prophet.
我们必须要有个信子。
We need the experience of righteousness by faith.
我们需要有因信称义的经验。
And a prophet.
还有先知。
Who are the prophets?
谁是先知呢
？Holy men that were inspired by the Holy Ghost.
就是圣人，他们被圣灵感动而写下来的话语。
They wrote the scriptures.
他们写下这本圣经。
You know the problem of Laodicean church.
你懂了解一下教会的问题是什么吗
？They've forgotten the Bible.
他们忘记他们圣经。
The church that came out that was prophesied out of the pages of prophecy.
就是他们是预言圣经预言里面所说到关于他们的那个事情，他们却忘记。
We have forgotten the Bible.
我们忘记了我们的圣经。
We know about the Bible.
我们可能知道关于什么是圣经。
Just as much as we know about Jesus.
就像我们知道关于什么谁是耶稣。
But it's truth.
但它里面的真理。
We don't know anything about it.
其实我们一点都不知道。
But we have no excuse.
但是我们是没有借口。
Because many of us, if not all of us, have at least two Bibles, I believe.
因为我相信大家，你们至少都有两本圣经，是不是
？If not four.
如果没有的话，可能有四本。
Or even five Bibles.
可能有五本圣经。
So it's not because we don't have the Bible.
所以不是你没有圣经。
But because we don't have the desire to study it.
因为还是因为我们没有那一个向往、那种的希望、那种的感觉要去读圣经。
Because the Bible said.
因为圣经说
，If you seek me with all of your heart.
如果你完全的在寻求我
，You shall find me.
你将会找到。
If you want to know the truth.
如果你要知道真理的话
，You can find it.
你可以找到的。
If we have no excuse.
因为我们没有借口。
When I was 21.
在我21岁的时候。
And I said, Lord, I want to give you a chance.
我说主啊，我要给你这个机会。
I went to search the scriptures.
我要研读圣经。
I found resources that led me into the truth.
我就找到一些材料呢，使到我能够去找到真理。
I found it.
最后我找到。
You can too.
而你也可以的。
The only thing that I cannot show you,
give you rather, 有一样东西是我不能够给予你的。
Is a desire to study.
就是那一份。热忱想要研究的那份心。
That's why I had to ask the question, how to love when you don't.
所以为什么我就问一个问题，要如何在你不能够爱的时候去爱呢
？What will give us that desire?
是什么给我们这个饥渴慕义呢
？When we realize how much Christ had forgiven us.
就是当我们知道呢，过去耶稣是这么对我们这么宽容。
When we realize how much He sacrificed for us.
当我们认识到他是这么的为我们牺牲。
Then from within.
就从我们心里面。
Love will come out.
这个爱就会涌出来。
With the desire to study His word.
使到我们能够饥渴慕义去研究他的话。
This is the remedy for Laodicean church.
这就是老底家的解药。
Nothing new.
不是什么新的东西。
Nothing special.
也不是什么特别的东西。
The Bible.
圣经。
And the message of righteousness by faith.
还有因信称义的这个真理。
Do you want to study the Bible?
你要研究圣经吗？
Do you have that desire?
你有这一个饥渴慕义的心吗？
If not,
如果没有的话，
go look in the mirror today.
今天就从在你的镜子上看着自己。
And see in that reflection.
就看一下你的这个人的反照。
Who you really are.
看一下我们到底是谁。
And see Christ.
而看到基督。
Standing by your side.
就在站在你旁边。
Willing and ready.
已经准备好。
To give us that second chance.
能够给我们第二次机会。
Today.
今天。
Jesus says in Revelation 3.
耶稣在启示录书第三章讲。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
他说看啊我在门外叩门。
If any man hear my voice and open the door.
若有人听见我的声音并且开门。
I will come into him.
我会进到他家里。
And will sup with him and he with me.
和他一起同坐用餐。和像和我一样。
Jesus is standing at the door of your heart today.
上帝今天，耶稣今天就在你的心中正在敲门。
And he's knocking.
他在敲门。
He wants to come in.
他要进来。
But it's your choice.
但是这是你的选择。
We're told.
啊，圣经告诉我们。
That many of us, even though we have the desire.
很多人，就算他们有那份热忱。
We have so much piled against the door.
So much power.
We have stuff put against the door there.
我们有很多东西都堆在门前。
That we cannot open the door.
直到我们开门都开不到。
We have things like pride.
我们有东西就好像骄傲。
And anger and hatred.
还有就是我们的怒气，我们的生气。
Envy.
还有妒忌。
And selfishness.
自私。
That it's blocking the door that when we try to open it, we can't.
就是扎针在呢，这些东西都在堆在我们的门前，我们要开门却开不到。
We need to put these things aside today.
我们今天必须要把这些东西扫掉。
That we may open the door.
使到门能够顺利的开出来。
That Christ may come in.
使到基督能够进来。
Do you hear his knocking today?
你今天有听到他在敲门吗？
The still small voice.
那微小的声音。
Is he speaking to your heart?
他在你心中讲话。
If he is.
每一年。
Why not open the door?
为什么这时候不打开你的门呢？
He will help us.
他会帮助我们。
He will help us to move forward.
他会帮助我们向前进。
He will help us to stand.
他会帮助我们站起来。
He will help us to have victory.
他帮助我们能够得胜我们罪恶。
He will save us.
他能够救我们。
But what is your choice?
但是你的选择是什么呢？
The Bible is not difficult.
圣经并不是很难的一本书。
Only theologians make it difficult.
只有神学家把圣经弄成更加复杂。
But all he wants us to do.
但是我们能够做的。
Is open the door.
就是把你心门打开。
What is your response?
你的回应是什么呢？
I pray that we would give him a chance today.
我祷告今天能够给他一次的机会。
Give him a chance to work in our lives.
给他一次的机会在我们心中工作。
Give the Bible a chance.
给圣经一个机会。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven.
我们在天上父。
Thank you for being so patient with us.
我们感激你这么的宽容我们。
Thank you once again for the sacrifice of your dear son.
我们感谢你所为我们做的牺牲。
What wondrous love is this?
这是多么伟大的一份爱。
Father, help us not to despise the riches of your grace.
主啊，帮助我们不会去厌弃或去藐视你的恩典。
But that today we would respond.
而让我们今天能够做出回应。
We respond to your knocking.
回应你说在我们心中敲门。
And we'd open the door.
我们能够开门。
And let you come in.
而让你进来。
Father, take our life.
天父啊，求你拿掉我们的生命。
And let it be.
让它这样子顺从的去拿掉。
Holy consecrated Lord today.
完完全全把我们自己献上。
We pray in Jesus' name.
因为我们祷告是奉耶稣的名而祈求。
Amen.
Amen.